Okay, today's Daf Ayin Tes. We're on Ayin Ches. We're a little behind. We're like 10 lines before the lines start to get wide, where it says Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Tinokos, kids, children, mutarin bekulan, the mutar and everything in Yom Kippur. Kids don't have to fast. Right? Chutz, except for ne'ilas ha-sandal, except for wearing shoes. That they shouldn't do. They shouldn't wear leather shoes. Now, what kind of kids are we talking about? So it's obvious we're talking about kids that are not age of chinuch. Because if they're the age of chinuch, then yeah, you should try to train them. How you do that with eating, it's not so simple, but there is an idea. So we're talking about very little kids. So the Gemara asks, Maishna ne'ilas ha-sandal, why is shoes different? The Amri, Inchi, people are going to say, Avdu le hanach. Right, what are people going to say? Avdu le hanach. What does that mean? I'm sorry. Avdu, where am I? Avdu le hanach. What? I'm saying, Maishna ne'ilas ha-sandal, Amri Inchi, Avdu le hanach. No, the Amri Inchi.
Yeah, the Amri Inchi
Avdule. Right? People are going to say, right? People are going to say, the adults put them on. Right? The adults put on the shoes of the kids. And you're not allowed to do an Isser B'Yadayim for kids. You're not allowed to feed a kid treif. Even if he's not chinuchi. You're not allowed to do that. So the adults put the... What are they doing? What's going on in that house? Right? So, right? So the Gemara says, one second. Hanach nami amri inchi avdule. So they're going to say the same thing about the eating. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Rechitza v'sicha emor me'esmal avdule. Well, they'll say, they took a bath yesterday. Erev Yom Kippur took a bath. That's not on Yom Kippur. Now, eating and drinking is not even a shaila. Because the kids, the Rishonim pointed that out. It's not even a shaila. What do you expect? Kids aren't not to eat? It's not even a shaila. So sandal nami emor me'esmal avdule. They'll say the same thing about the shoes. They put them on before Yom Kippur.
Day before?
Yeah.
The kids slept in the shoes.
So the Gemara says, sandal lo efshir. That's not possible. Why? Demei esmal avdilei. Why? The Amar Shmuel, hai man debay lemitam taima demisusa. You want to know what the death tastes like? Wasayim masanil veligni. Go sleep with shoes on. No one does that. You ever see anyone do that? No one does that. It's a big issue. Not to sleep with shoes. It's a Kabbalah issue. Not to sleep with shoes. I saw in the back, they have a whole shiloh about socks. But right? But shoes for sure not. So that can't be right. So the Gemara says, V'ha mutarin l'chadchila katani. But it says l'chadchila. Right? It says, you're allowed to do it l'chadchila. Except for the shoes. Right? Which is mashma. The issue isn't because of other people. The issue is because no isser at all. Right? So why is wearing sandals, Osir? What?
We answered that sandals are soft.
What do you mean sandals are soft? Why can't kids wear sandals?
Oh.
So why not? Why can't they wear shoes on Yom Kippur? Why not? Everything else is mutter. Ella, you know what the answer is? It's a very simple answer. Hanach, delav, derubisaihu, gazri b'rabbanan. Because what's the big deal if the kids don't wear leather? It's not a big deal. Right? Big deal. Hanach, derubisaihu, holo, gazri b'rabbanan. When it comes to eating, that's a big deal. There's no issue at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, today, the same thing applies to bathing. They bathe every day. They go one day without bathing, no big deal. Might have been different those days, I don't know. Eating for sure not, there's no issue. They have to eat. Kid can go, two-year-old kid can, why can't a two-year-old kid wear sandals?
Isn't the opposite that in those days they didn't bathe every day, now we do.
So maybe it was more of a, what?
Now we do bathe every day, but in those days, they didn't bathe every day.
Right.
So it's just the opposite.
No, his point is that you, if the issue is now, whether it's a big deal, then what's the heter to bathe them? The answer is no heter, right? There is no heter. Eating, no question about that. Sandals, then why should they have to wear leather? There's no reason why not. No big deal. Okay. So the truth is, the whole discussion, the Mishnah Berurah says, so when they get, and what happens when they each reach the age of chinuch, there's an idea of having what's called sha'os. The fast till 11 o'clock in the morning, right? Hours, by hours. Is such a concept of hours by washing? No. Can't tell a kid, don't take a bath till 11 o'clock. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. There's no such thing like that. That's either all or nothing. The only every one of them is either all or nothing except for eating. Right? So for eating, it's a concept of shows. Sandals, no issue. I mean, it's all or nothing. Rechitas, all or nothing. Sichas, all or nothing. Okay. Yeah. The Amar Abaya, Amri Li'ein, my mother told me, wasn't his mother, right? Rebi said, Diyanuka, Maya Chamimi Umishcha. The way to get a child, start with a child, is some hot water, some oil. Gadol Porta, they get a little older. Be'usa, Bekutcha, a little egg, right? God with a kutach, Gadol Porta, get a little older. Tavri money, let them break stuff. Ki ha de rabba bar zavin. Ki ha de rabba zavin luhumane gizize de parcha livne umedar tavri luhu. He used to buy little trinkets for the kids to break it, and they got all their frustrations out on the trinkets. Rashi says that kalim sedukim shall cheres bedamim kalim. Cheap things. Why cheap things? So the truth is, he brings down over here, the Yavit says, otherwise you're running into a Baltashkes issue. What are you doing? Just buying things to break them? What kind of thing is that? They're cheap, they're junk anyway. That's basically the point. They're junk anyway. Not Baltashkes. Otherwise, what's the heter for that? Right? Okay.
I think I saw yesterday that he said that you buy things that are broken.
Things that are already broken. So that's what Rashi means? Things that are already broken.
Right.
Right. You go to the junkyard. Right. Okay. Now, Hamelech va'akala yirchatzu es pneihem. The melech and akala can wash their face and their face. Masnis and mani. Who is this goal like? Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion. It's Chananya ben Tradion. The Tanya. Hamelech va'akala yirchatzu es pneihem. A melech and akala should not wash their face. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion. Amar no. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Hamelech va'akala yirchatzu es pneihem. They can. They can wash their face. Right? Hachaya lotin alas a sandal. A woman having a baby cannot wear shoes. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion omer misham Rabbi Elazar hachaya tin alas sandal. She can wear shoes. My time up melech. Why is the melech different? Misham desiv. It says melech biyofi of techezena einecha. He has to look a certain way. It's required of his job. Kala my time up kadesh telosh is gana al baila. She shouldn't be repulsive in the eyes of her husband. Amar le Rav Rav Chia Kala Ad Kama. How long is that? How long is that? How long? For 20 years? No. Amar le Kedetanya Ein Monin Tachshitin Benakala Kol Shloshim Yom. You don't hold back the jewelry for 30 days. In other words, 30 days. If you get married within 30 days of Yom Kippur, this din applies. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't even apply with Manazah anyway, because you're in shul the whole day. So what do you mean? It's just got. Wait a second. It doesn't even apply with Manazah anyway. Achaya tinol es hasandol mishum tina, a pregnant woman about to have a baby, she can put on sandals because otherwise it's going to be an issue of coldness. What does that mean? Issue of coldness? It could be dangerous, right? So the question is, what kind of thing is this that a kala or a melech or a pregnant woman don't have to hold from the inuim of Yom Kippur? Where'd that come from? What kind of thing is that? Torah said, keep the. How do we get around this?
They indicate that it's the
Rabbanan. So two answers. Either it's the Rabbanan, either these Inuim are the Rabbanan, right? Never says anything about eating. No. Well, she's not feeling well, she can eat. Doesn't say that. Either it's the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, whenever goes there, the Inuim in these situations, and even if you want to say these are the Arises, they explain that the Ron explains that the Chachamim were given the power to define the daraisa, and they didn't define it in these situations, right? Okay.
The next line I don't understand.
Now we're going to get to it. Amar Shmuel, im machmas sakanas akrav mutter. If there's an akrav around, it's mutter. What does that mean? Sakanas defashes.
So what's the
chiddush? What's the chiddush? Very good question. You know who answers your question?
I have no idea.
Rashi. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Makom Shiyesh Lachush Lakravim. They're suspected of, it's a suffake. If there are, we don't know for sure that they're here. It's a suffake that they're here. Mutter kol adam linol, you're allowed to put on shoes. For a suffake sakada, you're allowed to. Right? 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 The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass him like Rashi. Because, by the way, others we shouldn't argue on Rashi. And they say like this. Only if it's a Vaday Sakana. The Shulchan Aruch passes only if it's a Vaday Sakana. So then the question returns, what's the Chiddush? So the Sfasema says, the Chiddush is, can I daven there and then put on my shoes? Or maybe I should go to a different shul, where there's no scorpions, no spiders. So you can daven there. And you can put your shoes on. That's your davening. That's your shul. Ah, it's a Sakana. Okay, so put shoes on. That was the Chiddush of the Gemara. It's a good Vart. Right? I'm allowed to go to such a place where I'm going to have to... Yeah, you're allowed to do that. If that's your Makom. Right? Okay. Ha'ochel bikoseves hagasa. And you eat... The shear of eating is a fat date. Right? Right? A big date. Now, the Mishnah said it's a big date with the pit. That's what the Mishnah said. So, Bar of Papa, Kikosevet Sha'amru Baragi'ini say, is it with the pit? Or below Garani say, or without the pit? The Mishnah said with the pit, no? So, Rashi says, Vahadiktani Masnitsan Vikagari'ini say, the Mishnah said with the pit. So what kind of question? What's her Papa's question? So Rashi explains, Mibayale Hechikamar. Here's the question. Kimoa v'kargirinise yachad, is it with the pit together? Odil mahachikamar. Kimoha kigarinise. It has to be, it's without the pit, but the size of a date with a pit. Okay? That's what her Papa wants to know. The shear of a date, is it with the pit? Or is it the size of a date with a pit but without the pit? What?
No, it's about it's no, volume or size.
Right? With a pit, it's not the full thing.
Let's say a date with a pit weighs a pound.
Right.
And a date without the pit weighs a half a pound.
Right.
Okay. Right? So the question her Papa wants to know is it a pound without the pit or a pound with the pit? Right? That's what he wants to know. It's not the same at all.
No, not at all.
Right? Is it a pound without or a pound with? Because you don't eat the pit. So the Mishnah said with the pit. So what does that mean with the pit? That means a pound with the pit or a pound without the pit? It's a big question. It's a huge difference. I just gave extreme numbers to make it make sense. So the numbers are much finer than that. As we're going to see, It's not so simple. Anyway. What?
Are you counting the outer volume, how much water it would displace?
Yeah.
In a cup.
I didn't say anything about this. I didn't say anything about displacement.
It's the same thing.
What?
If you put a this bait in water.
Yeah.
It's going to displace a certain amount of water.
I didn't say anything about that.
It doesn't matter if there's a pit in there or not.
A date is a date. Yeah. The Gemara assumes every date is the same size.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Every date the same size. We have to make that assumption right now, right? There's an objective size called a date, right? In the Gemara, there's never an objective shear given. Never. It never says ounces. Or no shear is ever given. Okay, it's a fat that we're going to get to the gasa in a minute, in a few minutes. Never. It's a date. It's a kezias. What's a kezias? An olive. How big is that? So whatever it is. So the date. Now the Mishnah is with the pit also. So does that mean date edible date without the pit or with the pit?
Yeah.
You don't understand the question?
Yeah, it's volume versus size, simple.
Okay, so, by Ravashi, so the truth is, this question comes up in other places. Etzem kisaora, the size of a bone in a house to make you tamei is the shear of a saora, a barley bean. Is that beklipasa or below klipasa, with the shell or without the shell? Balacha or bivesha, wet or dry, all different shearim. The question really is, you gave a shear, but it's not defined.
Right.
I don't know exactly what the shear is. So Ravashi, Lomi Boyle Kidder of Papa. Ravashi wasn't bothered by Rav Papa's question. Right? He wasn't bothered by it. Why not? Because Gasa Itmar. It said Gasa. Call Kama to Gasa. As fat as possible. A fat date is a fat date. Right?
Still doesn't give you a shear.
What?
Still doesn't give you a shear.
No. The point is, it's the fattest shear possible. That means with a date. It's going to be fatter with than without. With a pit, I mean. I'm sorry, with a pit. It's going to be fatter with than without. No question. I don't have a question about that. How big is it? So that's never defined.
Right?
Rav Papa, Lomi Boyale, Lahadur Rav Ashi. Rav Papa wasn't bothered by Rav Ashi's two questions. Why not? Because Lecha, Shibolus Mikri. If it's moist, it's not called a barley, it's called a Shibolus. And Shalob Bikli, I'm sorry, that's the other one. Right. Shalob Bikli Pasa, and if it doesn't have a shell, Ashula Mikri. It's called something else entirely. It's called an Ashula. Something else entirely. I'm not bothered by that.
So when does it call a barley?
When it's dry and it doesn't and it has a shell or it doesn't have a shell, it has a shell.
He said on both sides, if he has a shell, it's called one thing. If it doesn't have a shell, it's called another thing. Neither one of them is barley.
Exactly. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Koseves Hagasa Sheamru. This Koseves Hagasa is Yotzer Mikibesa. It's bigger than an egg. So the truth is that we have three shiurim here now. We have a kezias, which is going to come up in a minute. We have, which is the smallest of the three according to everybody. Then we have an egg, and then we have a date. Which one's bigger, the egg or the date? Says the first cheetah, Rabba, in the name of Yehuda, koseves agas is bigger than the egg. So what's the, right? So the biggest is the koseves. Then comes an egg, then a kezias. V'kim lehu l'rabbanan, d'bahachi miyas v'daite. The Rabbanan knew that the koseves, eating the size of a koseves on Yom Kippur calms you down. That's the shear for achila, because it's not written in the word of achila. It's written in the word of inui. That's why it's not a kezayis. Achila in the whole Torah is a kezayis. But there may hachi, lo mi asfadati. Less than that doesn't calm you down. It just doesn't calm you down. Says Rashi, the Rashi of Kim Lul Rabbanan, af agaf to call shear achilas iser kezayis. Even though every shear of iser is a kezayis, Avalhacha asher lo su'une ksiv. Here it says lo su'une. Have inui. What does that mean? Kol kama delo miyas v'daite inui hu. Okay? Now, we are going to question the statement we just said that an egg is smaller than a koseves. That's what he says. Meisve, 1 second. Meisa, there was a story. Vehevi'u l'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. They brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lito mesatavshil to taste some food. What food was? Irrelevant. Ula Rabbi Gamliel, and they brought to Rabbi Gamliel koseves, a date, vidali shalmayim, and shtei koseves, two dates, vidali shalmayim, and a bucket of water, v'amru, and they said, he'elum l'sukkah, let's go to the sukkah. You got to eat this in the sukkah, right? Now, what's the question? We didn't get to the question yet. V'tani Allah, and we learned about that. Lo mipnei shehalacha kach. There's no halacha to go to the sukkah when you're eating dates. There's no halacha like that. Ela sheratzu lahachmir al atzman. They wanted to be machmir. Why not? It's a nice day. Why not go to the sukkah? We don't have to. Ukishenasnu lo Rav Tzadok, and when they gave it to Rav Tzadok, Ochel pochos pachos mi kibetza. He ate less than a kibetza. He ate less than a kibetza. Not luba mapa. He also wrapped it on his hand. He wouldn't touch it. And va'achlu chutz l'sukkah. And he ate it outside the sukkah. V'lo birech achrav. And he didn't make a bracha achrona. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Shlosha kulin nahagbo. There were three kulas here that Rav Tzadok did. Achas shalonati yadav, right? He didn't wash his hands. Elamapa karachal yadav, but he wrapped his hand mishum aninos hadas, because of aninos hadas. What is aninos hadas? Rashi explained because he's obsessed with tumah, so he didn't want to wash his hands. He doesn't want to touch it. So what did he do? He didn't touch it. He wrapped his hands, so he wouldn't have to touch it. Doesn't run into tumah problems with kachim and truma. Well, not kachim, truma, right? Okay. Rashi says elsewhere that aninus hadas means just cleanliness.
Truma and
tumah, but they go hand in hand. That's not Rashi says elsewhere. This story, Rashi says in Sukkah, this story, the reason aninus hadas means he didn't want to touch it with his hands. So he didn't want to touch it. So he put wore a glove. Others say no, he was a Kohen, and he didn't want to touch truma because he wore a glove. Either way, has nothing to do with our discussion. Next, v'chutz l'sukkah achlu, he ate outside the sukkah, v'lo birech achrav, right? We're going to say in a minute, we're going to say in a few minutes, that it was less than a kibetza. What? No, we didn't.
Yeah, it says,
Ochel b'chutz mitzabetza, right? Right. The Ritva says something very interesting over here. He says, you see from here that if you're not machmir, there's something wrong with you. Rav Sadek said, I don't want to go into the sukkah. Ah, it's a chumrah. I don't have to keep every chumrah. Right? You don't have to keep every chumrah in the world. I don't want to go into the sukkah. I want to stay over here. I have to. Right, okay. Anyway. No, two dates.
No, I'm talking about
selling. No, it's a date.
But it didn't say
no, I think it's the same thing. Oh, I'm sorry, Rav Tzadok maybe was bread. But it was less than a
kibetza.
What? Right, so it was bread. Let's say it was bread, but it was less than a kibetza. Okay? Now. Ha kibetza. What if it was the size of a beta? Boy sukkah. He would have to go to the sukkah, right? The shear of achil sukkah is a beta. Right? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? That the Koseves is the biggest shear. So if the Koseves is bigger than a Beitza, Hashta, Shtei Koseves, two dates that Rabbi Gamliel ate, below Garinon, without the pits. How do you know they were out the pits? Because you don't need pits. So two dates, lo havi kibetza, that didn't reach the shear of a beitza. How far apart are these shearim? Right? Says Rashi. Sha'achlan, second line. Sha'achlan Rabbi Gamliel besukkah va'amru alayhu. Go to the sukkah. Lo sha'alacha came. Right? That wasn't halacha even. Right? Now. So again, hashda shtei koseves, two dates below garinon, lo havi kibetza. That's not a question. Two dates without the pit is not the size of a beitza. Why not? Like I just read Rashi, because the halacha was he didn't have to go into the sukkah. He just wanted to be machmer. He didn't have to. So two dates is not a beitza without the pit. Koseves agasa v'guina seha mihavi yisera mikabetza. So one date with a pit, yes, bigger than a beitza. That doesn't make any sense. What? Amar b'yemiya in, yes, it's true. Yes. Shtei koseves below garinon, lo havi kibetza. Two dates without pits is less than a kibetza. But koseves agasa v'garinon say, havi yisera mikabetza. Yes, one date with the pits bigger than a beitza. Yes, it's true. Yes. As funny as that sounds, right away the Achronim point out, you can't have a machlokas about this issue. How can it be a machlokas? Because look, Amar of Papa, Hainu de Amri Inchi, that's why people say this. What do people say? Trei kav de tamri, two kav is a measure. Two kav of dates, chad kava de kshiasa, equals one kav of pits, visriach, and is left over. Right? So what do you see from here? That a date with a pit is bigger than the date itself. Well, that's obvious. Right? But proportionally, so a date with a pit can be bigger than a beitza, even though two dates without pits is smaller than a beitza. Okay? Okay, good? It's not such an easy thing to imagine.
No, think about an avocado.
Right, because it's a very large pit.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what it's about. Right, right.
Compress the meat together, then do it.
Right, right. So again, Rabbi Yehuda made a statement. His statement was that a date is bigger than a beta. Right? We brought a story here which has made it hard, seem to not so not made it seem that it seemed to be a little difficult. No, it's not so difficult. A date with a pit is bigger than two without. Rava Amar, another answer. Hasam Hainu Taima. Now that story is not a question, right? There the reason is, right? Mishum Dahavi Le Peri. We're talking about fruits. Uperi lo boy sukkah. You don't need a sukkah in the fruits, no matter how much you eat, right? Meisvei, 1 second. Amar Rebbe, is that true? Kishayinu longdim Torah etzel Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua. We went to hear learn Torah with Elazar ben Shamua. Heviu lufanav te'enim va'anavim, dates and grapes. Te'enim are figs. Va'achilunam achilus arai chutz l'sukkah. We ate them achilus arai outside the sukkah. Achilus arai in achilus kevalo. That's mashma that if it be achilus keva, you have to eat even other fruits in the sukkah. No. Emo, what he meant to say was achilunam ka'achilus arai chutz l'sukkah. No, we ate them in achilus arai fashion because it's outside the sukkah because it's automatically achilus arai. I'll give you another answer. Achilunam achilas keva. Really, it could have been achilas keva. V'achalnu pas achilas arai ba'day achutz l'sukkah. And the bread was achilas arai outside the sukkah. That could also be. Lema Messiah, I'll even prove to you that's the correct halacha. Because it says lafikach, some take out the word lafikach, im hishlim emine tagima. So there's a halacha that you have to have, according to Rabbi Eliezer in the sukkah, you have to have 14 meals in the sukkah, right? Twice a day for 7 days is 14 meals. That's a chiyuv. What about shal shudas? That's a good question. You have to have 14 meals in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, im hishlim b'mini targima, if one of the meals was mini targima, yotza, that counts, right? V'sakadaitach peri boy sukkah. But if peros need a sukkah, listen to peros. Why don't you say something more simple? What's mini? We don't even know what mini targima is. Just say something simple, peros. So my answer is, no, my mini tagima, peros. What does mini tagima? It could be peros. Or he was talking about a place where there are no fruits. But you go to some of these European countries, no fruits. Who can afford fruit? Right? Okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said that a date is bigger than an egg. Right? Rav Zvid Amar. Zvid says, no, the egg is bigger. Now, how do you have a machlokas like this? Either the egg is bigger or it's not bigger. It's a good question. How do you have a machlokas about this? Anyway, it's less than a kebetza. How do you know? Ditnan. Beishamai omrim. Beishamai says, sa'or bikazayas. Sa'or, right? The sa'or, whatever sa'or is, what are they called? Sourdough? Whatever it is, it's bikazayas. Chametz bikikoseves. Chametz has a bigger shear, according to Beis Shammai, a shear of a koseves. Now, again, according to Reb Zvid, a koseves is smaller than a beitza. Right? A koseves is smaller than a beitza. Right? My time at the Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai hold the different shiurim for chametz and sa'or? Why? And the answer is because nichtav rachmana chametz. The Torah should have said you're not allowed to have chametz. V'lo boi sa'or, and it didn't have to write the word sa'or. Vana amina ma chametz she'en chimutzo kasha. Chametz is a lighter is iser. Why is it lighter? Because it doesn't. It's not an agent the way sa'or is. So it's lighter. If sa'or, if chametz. Awesome, because Zayas. So Sa'ar, Shechimutza Kasha, Lo Kalshkein. So certainly Sa'ar is going to be Asr. Why did the Torah have to Asr it? I know it's Asr. All Chametz is Asr. What's Sa'ar? Sa'ar is Super Chametz. So that's Mutter. But Super Chametz is Mutter? Of course not. Why did the Torah have to Asr Super Chametz? Which is called Sa'ar. Midifal Ginehu Rachmano. And since the Torah went out of its way to say, and by the way, Chametz is Asr and Super Chametz is Asr. So Beis Shammai is scratching his head. Why is super chametz even mentioned? You know, it must be. It's a different shear. Limda loch shiuro shalzeh lo kishiuro shalzeh. You know why the Torah wrote it? Not the same. Sa'ar bikazayis. Sa'ar, which is super chametz, that has a very small shear. V'chametz bikikoseves. And chametz has a much larger shear. Now, if the kosefes is the biggest shear of all, so michti, beishamai ashiure denafish mikazayas kamahadre, right? He's looking for a shear bigger than a kazayas. Right. So why does he, what?
Why
He's looking for a shear bigger than a kezias. Look at Rashi. So therefore, listening to beta. He should have picked a beta. Why should he have picked a beta?
Why is he going to such an extreme?
Because according to Zvid, a beta is the biggest. Right? According to him, Kosevis is smaller. Right? Kosevis is smaller. Right? Right, so look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi of Michti Beis Shammai. Lo amru kekoseves. Why did Beis Shammai say a koseves? Ela mishum debo shir chametz tvei mishel sa'or. We want a bigger shir. Shehu kezayis. Mid itzrich kra lemichtavinu. That's how the Torah wrote it. V'im matzo shir pachas mikekoseves. But if you can find a shir less than a koseves, v'hu yoser al kezayis, but bigger than a kezayis, what's that called according to Zvid? It's called. 1 minute. What? Mesharin bo. Right? What's that? V'im beta pechusa mikikoseves. If the beta was smaller, listen to beta. He should have picked it. V'i nami ki adadi ninu. Even if they're the same size, lema kibeta. We should still pick the kibeta. Why? Shehu shogor b'mishna yosem mikikoseves l'in tumas ochlim. Because beta comes up more than a koseves regarding tumah. So beta is a much more common shear. So why are you picking out of left field another shear? So therefore, again, Beis Shammai is looking for a shear bigger than a kezayis. So listening kibeta. Why didn't he pick a kibeta? Right? Why should he have picked the kibeta?
It's more common.
It's more common, and B, it's bigger. Right?
You don't want to pick, you have A and B and C. If you want to say you have A, you should pick B, not C. Because then you have that.
So that, the Gemara is going to answer that. That's the Gemara's answer.
You want as close as possible.
Correct. No, because he's trying to say that an egg is bigger. Right? He's trying to prove that an egg is bigger. So what's the order? The order is... Kezayis is the smallest.
Right.
Next comes a koseves. Next comes a beta. If beta is number two, then you should have picked beta. Why? Exactly your point. You find a bigger shear, why are you jumping to the biggest shear?
Right.
Obviously, koseves is smaller than a beta. Which is exactly what he said. Right? Obviously, it's smaller. Even if they're the same size, nisni beta. You should pick a beta. Why should you pick a beta? It's more common. El alav shmamina. What do you see from here? Koseves pechusa mikabeta. A koseves is smaller. Which right here, David? A koseves is smaller. Therefore, I need a shear bigger than a kezayis. What should I pick? Should I pick the big shear, the big fat beta? No. Why do you jump into that shear? Go to koseves. It's much smaller. Right. So the Gemara says, "Mimai." Who said that's a raya? Dilma laolam emalach koseves hagasa. The key word is gasa. Sheamru yisera mikabeta. Maybe a gasa is bigger. Hastama kibetza. And a stam is the same size. The inami or kiadadi ninu. You can say they're the same size. Why should we pick one over the other because it's more common? That's not impressive. Chadimanayonaka. Pick one. So we go back to our question. We don't know which is bigger. Ella mehacha. Here's the shear. Ad kama mizamnin. How much do you have to eat in order to make a zimun? How much do you have to eat to... It doesn't mean just to make it. It means even to bench. And by the way, Minatorah, you only have to bench when you're full. So this whole argument only made the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan gave shiur. Minatorah, there is no shiur. Whenever you're full. So certain people get full, different amounts. Minatorah, forget that. Midrabbanan, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. This is most Rishonim learn this way. Learning in other ways is more complicated. So how much you have to eat to be bench... And make a mezumin on a drabanan level. Ad kezayis divra meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad kebetza. Okay? Now, b'maika miflagi. What are they arguing about? So, Rabbi Meir, why is a betza thrown in here? So, Rabbi Meir suffer. It says, v'achalta v'savata, right? V'achalta zu achila. V'savata zu shtia. Achila b'kezayis. Achila v'kezayis. Very simple. Rabbi Yirmiya savar. V'achalta v'savata. Achila sheyesh bo sviya. V'ezeze. What is that? It's a kibetza. Okay? Now, we're trying to prove that a beitza is the biggest shear. But if a koseves is bigger, then hashta kibetza sevui mizbae kibetza sevui mizbae daita lo miyasva. Doesn't make any sense. You have to eat a kibetza. Why a kibetza? Because a kibetza is svia. Right? Yet, for Yom Kippur, that doesn't calm you down? That doesn't satisfy you? That can't be right. It must be El Olav Shmamina. It must be Koseves Hagasa She'amru Pachas Mikabetza. A Koseves Hagasa is less than a Kabetza. Right? And what? And that's the shear for calming you down. You eat that on Yom Kippur, you're going to be Chayiv. Now, are you full? No, you're not full. So, Kabetza Misava. Kabetza, that's when you're full. And Koseves Miyasvedaita. And Koseves calms you down. So he proved that what? He proved that the shear is like this. Because Ayis is the smallest. Right. Then next comes a koseves. And then comes a kibetza. Now, we proved the opposite on top. With the sukkah case. We proved the opposite. So what is that? A machlokes? It's a machlokes the size of an egg. What's bigger, the size of an egg or the size of a date? I don't know how you have a machlokes like that. That's not a normal machlokes. You can't have a machlokes in Metzias. Is today Sunday or not Sunday? You can't have a machlokas about that. I'm not sure it answers that question. Also, normally the Gemara would continue. Now, how do they answer that one? How do they answer this, right? How does this one answer the question of Sukkah? How does the one from Sukkah answer the question of benching? The Gemara stops. Now, on to the new thing tomorrow, right? All right? I'll leave you all with a bunch of questions. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.